From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hello, Troy.
Hello.
How was the traffic out there?
No one wants to hear about that. We live in Auckland.
How's it going? I'm happy that you're here with us and you've brought in what looks to be like a mighty fine selection this morning.
Well, I brought in the LPs again for you because I know you like looking at big pictures.
Yeah.
That's a big picture. Let's start with something from Italy, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a duo called Mushrooms Project. Now, Mushrooms Project is, like I said, it's a duo, but it's not quite what you're going to expect from that. Now, they play, I guess in the loosest possible sense, you could say that they play kind of Balearic type music.
Can you tell me kind of what Balearic type music is?
You're aware of some places called the Balearic Islands,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. Well, in the 80s, a group of British guys, including Paul Oakenfold and Johnny Walker and Danny Rampling, they visited a place in Ibiza where a fellow called DJ Alfredo was playing. Right, and this is before Ibiza became the big holiday destination. And so, anyway, they turned up at this place, and they found this guy. Rather than playing like, you know, what you could expect at the time, you know, like being a straight sets of Chicago House or whatever, it was this wildly eclectic kind of psychedelic mix of things.
Yeah.
Where he'd play. You play some Afrobeat and some jazz fusion and some funk and then some industrial and all this stuff. But it all made sense within the context of everything else he was playing, and specifically in the context of the environment of this club at this particular time.
Cool.
So that was the first sort of definition of Balearic, was that. I mean, the way these things go, people heard it reductively, and over the years you could go to Ibiza and it would be a very samey, generic kind of house beat that became known as the Balearic sound. But anyway, these fellows, Mushrooms Project, let's think of them as Balearic in the sense of Alfredo back in the 1980s. This is a wildly varying record that they've made. But instead of like what I said about Alfredo playing all of those different styles in a row, imagine all of these things just played at once. Okay, so
really?
Well, no. Don't get excited that we're going on to Stockhausen territory or anything like that. No, it's I mean, basically they've gone for the vibe of all these different kinds of music and made it into something else. Now,
cool.
Even though these two are producers, they've produced live instruments on the one we're going to hear, which you can start now if you wish with the nice intro.
So they don't play the instruments?
I'm not sure what they actually play themselves. They have like on this one they have both a drummer and a percussionist and a bass player and a guitar player. With them, but what they do themselves beyond the DJing and engineering, I'm not too sure. Anyway, the album is called, it's a double album called Rivier Corumbosa. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's some kind of psychedelic. I think it's a Morning Glory Seeds.
And they're called Mushrooms Project.
Yeah, okay. So while I don't know whether it's all specifically to do with psychedelic drugs, let's think of the psychedelic in terms of the music. So here's the title track from the record.
What's the title track called?
Rivier Corumbosa.
very, very lush.
Mushrooms Project, the whole record is like kind of that sort of language sort of tempo, and suits a particular mindset, whatever that mindset may be.
It makes me want to just like be happy.
Okay, I thought it made you want to slow down your speech.
I was thinking about how it made me feel.
Okay. Mushrooms Project, Rivia Corombosa. We got this in at Southbound. I think we put it on the shelves already.
My goodness.
I think we did. It's a double LP. And
it's got a beautiful cover as well, and it smells really nice.
And look at that flip picture.
Yeah, it's amazing. Got like a buzzy flip thing. Got to go get it to be able to really experience the fullness of it.
Okay, we talk about full experiences. Disco. You're a big disco
yes.
fan.
Yeah, I am a huge disco fan.
Well, this next thing we got is I think it originally came out on CD about a decade ago.
Okay.
The Soul of Disco Volume 1, compiled by Joey Nagro and Sean P. Now, those are a couple of London-based DJs. Experts in kind of... I'm hesitant to say underground disco, but let's just say lesser known tunes from the disco era, perhaps. How about that? What we have here is, for the first time on vinyl, it's a double album. One disc is re-edits by Joey Nagro. Now, re-edits rather than remixes, there's mm-hmm. nothing been really screwed with in there. It's a case of sometimes extending the break or repeating the chorus or getting rid of the chorus altogether.
And why do they do that, or why do they want to put that in the album?
Why put it on the album? I don't know. But why would one do a re-edit? Well, yeah. It's specifically for a dance floor, isn't it? If something works, if the break works really well, you keep on with it, I suppose. It's, you know, it's not a new thing particularly, but no. We've only really seen them on official releases in the last decade or so. Before, it was like done by DJs, sort of bootleggy style, just specifically for their own, you know,
cool
sets and things. But the other record has the original versions of different tunes. Now, we have a total of, I guess you could say this is a double 12-inch, really, but these are long things. There's a total of 10 tunes on the record altogether, and the title, The Soul of Disco, gives us a hint as to what it's about. It's mainly, it's more soul and R&B influenced stuff, which might have been aimed to a disco during the 70s and early 80s, rather than going, oh, let's do a big commercial thing using these disco tropes to become superstars. This is it's kind of, let's say that this is kind of R&B, what
and
we've got here.
How do they come about discovering these artists or finding these tracks?
It's called being a record collector. Basically, that's what it is. It's, you know, these things are picked up by, you know, DJs finding these things, and they gain like a new life or a life they never had before. You know, that's the way the entire Northern Soul thing developed. It was lesser known soul tunes, wasn't it?
Mm.
That was, you know, more than a decade later, became popular many, many miles from where they were recorded.
Same and then you get, is it also when people kind of sample tracks from unknown artists, and then that sample?
No, I don't think so. That's generally a different kind of compilation and a different sort of reason for doing it. This here is to
show off a little bit of
Showing off. I don't know. I have no idea. No, I always think that if there's something good, the more people hear it, the better. Yeah. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Natural Order, the tune we're going to play. This was released in 1975 on a label called The Sound of Washington, D.C., or The Sound of D.C. was the name of the label. The only time I've ever heard of this before is when it's mentioned as being one of the very first 12-inch dance singles or disco singles. But other than that, I don't know who's in Natural Order. I don't know anything. I don't think they released anything.
Why do you think that these tracks didn't become as successful as other songs during that time period? Was it just kind of like luck, or?
Well, like we were talking about in a lot of the things we did about New Orleans jazz and R&B and that, it's like quite often these were regional records.
Yeah.
These were made, you know, particularly within the state and only distributed that far. That's probably why. Perhaps there was a limited amount of pressing. Perhaps there was no marketing, no radio play, nothing. Who knows?
Mm.
But, you know, as sad as it is, when you think back and go, oh, wow, these people made a great record and no one really heard about it. I'm really glad that there's things like that out there that people can hear, and somebody did something then and it still works now. Do you want to hear this one? It's called Jealousy.
It
doesn't really have a verse and a chorus. It's kind of one of those, what are they called? Well, you'll hear. It's like the R&B chant type thing. Natural Order, Jealousy, 1975. It's on the Soul of Disco, Volume 1.
Our turntable's being a bit silly, so we're just going to switch things over for you all so that you can properly hear the track, because already it's sounding darn good. So we're going to be listening to Natural Order, Jealousy. Are we ready to rock or not rock? Is it coming through? Oh, I know why. There you are.
Natural Order, Jealousy. That's taken from the ZLP double, The Soul of Disco, Volume 1, compiled by Joey Negro and Sean P.
I can imagine if I was on the dance floor and somebody put on that track, I would be getting right into it.
Do you know what you'd really be into is on record one, The Disco Fox.
The Disco Fox.
Yeah, by The Fox. No, the other way around. He is called The Disco Fox, yeah. And the tune is called The Fox. Obviously, it's about a dance, but I think that was originally made for like library music.
Really?
Yeah, but it's a really good one. And also on here, you'll find who is another... Oh, yeah, Milton Hamilton, we have all the time. Another classic, Milton Hamilton, who played in Dizzy Gillespie's group back in the 70s.
I think the one I'm most interested in is Zebra, Closer to the Feeling.
I think you'll like that. That's that includes, I think, Billy Mitchell, who's another jazz player, keyboard player. He's on that one.
Cool.
But that's on the shelves at Southbound now.
It's fantastic.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a favourite of mine.
Now, next up is something that you're all familiar with. And by you're all, I mean the two people in this room, since it's your album of the week this
week.
It is
our album of the week.
Prisoner by Ryan Adams. It's out tomorrow, worldwide. And from tomorrow, we will have the LP on the shelves. And wait for it, Hannah, red vinyl.
Fantastic.
Red vinyl edition of this. It's Ryan Adams, must be his 13th or 14th album.
I think it's his 16th.
Is it? Well, that's if you count the live albums.
And then probably also the cover album that he did of Taylor Swift.
No, I was counting that as a studio album.
Okay.
I said 13 or 14 because Love is Hell was originally released as two EPs and then it was put together as one release, as
right.
an album. But anyway, the past few years, Ryan Adams' stuff has veered more towards the Springsteen-esque kind of American music.
Mm-hmm.
He's from North Carolina, so why not? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of been said about this. I don't know about Ryan Adams' personal life. I don't wish to know about anyone's personal life, really. The only thing, when there's a record like this, which is like kind of quite a deeply emotional kind of record, the only thing that really matters to me is, does this sound true? And in this case, well, particularly the song I'm going to play, I say, yes, I do think this sounds true. It doesn't sound like Ryan Adams like adopting, oh, I'm going to take the perspective of this on this tune.
Yeah, I think the thing that I really liked about the album is that I didn't really know much about Ryan Adams. So I kind of found it quite a nice introduction because it was very much just like what I would believe would be a Ryan Adams sound. I don't know. And I quite liked how it's not like an overcomplicated collection of music. Like when you listen to it, you're not having to kind of delve into too many different instruments, compositions and stuff like that.
No, it certainly isn't that.
Oh, Troy.
No, I'm not being evaluative. I'm just saying that it isn't. No.
Yeah.
It's like you know, it's much the same as some of his best work, which would be, I don't know, Heartbreaker, mm-hmm. his first one, or a lot of people would say Gold. Some people might even say Ashes and Fire is best, but these are all basically straight ahead, uncomplicated sort of records.
Yeah.
Though the song we're going to play, the one that this resembles most to me, is it might have fit on that album, double album, well, I don't know how many pieces of vinyl it was, double CD, anyway, Cold Roses, which was the record he did under the name Ryan Adams and the Cardinals.
Cool.
And it certainly doesn't fit under any of his side project type stuff. There was this like a hardcore thing called The Finger, which he did with Jesse Malin, which was amazing. It's called We Are F.U.
We Are F.U.
Yeah. But anyway, what's the name of the tune we're going to play?
We're going to play To Be Without You, Ryan Adams.
Okay, so if you want Prisoner on red vinyl, tomorrow, worldwide release, we got it.
It's Southbound.
Yes. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you. No, thank you, Hannah. You're welcome, Troy.
So hard to be without you. Lying in the bed, you got so much to be without. Rattles in my head, that empty drum, no doubt. Everything you lose, the wisdom will find its way out. Every night is lonesome and is longer than before. Nothing really matters anymore. So hard to be without you. Used to feel sane, now I only feel humble. Singing from the storm. nothing left to say or really even wonder. Feel like a book and every page so torn. Nothing really matters
Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.
Fresh from blowing us away at Auckland's Laneway Festival, alt country songstress Julia Jacklin returns to New Zealand. Swoon to the songs from her acclaimed debut album, Don't Let the Kids Win, live at the Tuning Fork on May 27th. Tickets available from livenation.co.nz.
Hi, how can I help?
Yeah, I need a bit of advice. Fedoras! Yes or no?
That's not really...
Specifically when stand-up paddleboarding.
I give course advice.
All right. Life coach then. Got a course for that? Getting into the real talk.
No.
The University of Auckland has extended course advice sessions at the City Campus until February 17th. Drop in for one-on-one help with selecting your courses and enrolling from 10 till 6, Monday to Friday, or 10 till 4 on a Saturday at the General Library.
I still need an answer on that hat.
Oh, come on, it's not even breakfast and these protesters are blocking the way to flying out. How are we going to get the breakfast mobile through?
Let's ask this guy with the dread beard. Excuse me, what's going on?
We're protesting for the planet, man. It's time to dump the fossils.
Hold up, is this a classic hilarious misunderstanding scenario where you're protesting about coal because this month's BFM Breakfast Club is Lydia Coal?
What? No, we're protesting the orange shit-given twump.
Oh, okay, righteous. Carry on.
The 95 BFM Breakfast Club, this Friday from 7 a.m. Tune in or turn up for Lydia Cole performing live from Flying Out.
So unscrew your hinges, scrape away the moss.
Hey, can you play the new Iris Cyrus song?
We just played that.
Oh, can you play the other one?
Yeah, why not?
Here at BFM, we believe that variety is bad, and some albums are so good they deserve a proper airing. So that's what we're gonna do! Every Saturday during Totally Wired, NZ On Air Music presents Long Player, spinning a recently released local album in full, with interviews and anecdotes from the artists themselves. NZ On Air Music presents Long Player, every Saturday from 1 as part of Totally Wired.
Hello.
Hi.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. How's it going?
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Had some breakfast. It was nice.
Rub
Started
it in.
The day off right.
That's right. You did have some breakfast.
It was good.
Nice.
Off you go. all right.
You're being a bit cheeky. So,
I know, right? So what, this is how she speaks to me. The nerve.
What's happening with the news?
So right now, Christchurch is experiencing some pretty intense wildfires. So hundreds of homes have been evacuated across the Port Hills. Homes have also been destroyed by the fires. And also, so overnight, two main fires combined into a single blaze. And that's estimated at being in excess of almost 2,000 hectares. So it's pretty huge. A state of emergency has also been declared by the Christchurch City Council and Selwyn District Council as of yesterday evening. But Jerry Brownlee, the Civil Defence Minister, he's actually said the Civil Defence response was too slow and he doesn't understand why a state of emergency wasn't declared earlier. So he's actually down there now in Christchurch kind of trying to deal with the situation, and it's ongoing, so we'll have updates about this throughout the day.
Man, Christchurch has gone through so much
shit.
I was just
thinking that, man. It's actually awful.
It must be so hard.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. And on The Wire today, I'm holding an in-studio panel for the Mount Albert by-election. So up in the studio, we're going to have Jacinta Ardern from Labour, Julianne Genta from the Green Party, and Jeff Simmons from the Opportunity Party. And we're going to have a panel about the Mount Albert by-election, which is happening next Saturday on the 25th is when the voting is, if you're in that electorate.
Are things going to get
feisty? I don't want it to. Look, it might, but I think they're all left-leaning. They're all pretty nice to each other.
Cool.
But it'll be interesting to see how they think they differentiate within sort of leaning in the same, you know, political direction. So that'd be good. We're also talking to Andrew Little again, and we'll have Jason Leopold on for State of the States. We're going to be talking about what's been happening in Russia. So it's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a fantastic show.
Oh, sorry, Russia and the US, not just Russia.
I'm going to be standing right over there at the door, like whispering into their ears. Why did you say that?
Yeah, it should be good. We'll see how it goes.
Where are your morals? Sorry. Hey, well, thanks, guys. Tune into The Wire 12 to 1 today. You've got Pearl as the host. And who's your producer?
I've got Charlene today.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Fresh.
Definitely.
Nice. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Hannah.
This is Nick Hickam with Bet She Looks Like You.
Of the roof.
That is Nick Hickam with Bet She Looks Like You.
The Theatre Guide, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
We can have a little look at the Theatre Guide now. Sorry, I'm just trying to pop it up. So the 95BFM Theatre Guide for February 16th is brought to you by Vic Devonport. Thanks so much, guys. Our first listing is the Rocky Horror Picture Show Gender Bender Special. So it's Hot and Flustered presenting the Rocky Horror Picture Show in the most interactive, immersive, and uproarious format. The cult classic movie about a straight-edged couple who stumble into a new way of life filled with singing, dancing, and fishnets. With the movie playing behind us, we react live on stage and off stage. The audience gets prop kits to get involved in the action as well. You can throw things, wave, and make noise. Singing, dancing, and dressing up are all part of the audience experience, which we encourage. So it's going to be happening at the Vic. It's tomorrow night, 8:30. Students $16, adults $18.50. Sounds like a fun time. I've actually never been to like a shadow cast show before. We've got delivery number 17. Take to the streets and make a love story possible with this mobile phone driven piece. You can represent the Gift Givers, a bespoke courier service celebrating anniversaries and connecting couples separated by long distance. The delivery begins at your local Gift Giver collection point, kindly operating Tuesday to Thursday at the Basement Theatre and Friday to Saturday from Q Theatre. There we put into touch with an absent giver and all you need to set off. So that's happening Q Theatre and Basement Theatre, 21st of February till the 11th of March, $12 to $15. Revolt, she said, revolt again. Revolutionize language, revolutionize sex, revolutionize work, revolutionize the world. Revolt, she said, revolt again by Alice Birch. It's a subversive, provocative, and darkly comic manifesto that exposes the invisible power of language and its implications for radical change. It's exhilaratingly wild, fearless, and playful. This is feminism at its messy edge. We spoke to a couple of the actors from the play a few days ago, and honestly, if there's one you don't want to miss, it's this one. It's happening at the Basement Theatre. It's on now until the 11th of March, so you've got some time to be able to go and see it as well. And yeah, don't miss out on all these amazing opportunities to get involved with theatre.
That was the Theatre Guide, proudly brought to you by the Vic Devonport. Get a return trip and a movie ticket from any Fullest Ticket office for only $17 or $10 for the kids. TheVic.co.nz.
Going to be finishing off the show now. Thanks everybody for tuning in this morning. Thanks so much to Troy for coming in for From the Crate. There were some amazing items that he brought in today, some great records that you can go check out at Southbound. A lot of them are coming out tomorrow. Also, thanks to Jamie Lee Smith for coming in and bringing us some tracks and playing along with the narrative that we built for her. We might try and build that one into the show a bit more. So, yeah, let us know if you enjoyed that. Also, thanks to Orkhan, our major sponsor, and Shemina and the Thursday Morning Breakfast News team. Tomorrow, we have got our Breakfast Club, which don't miss out on this. Tomorrow, we are going to be down at Flying Out on Pitt Street. Lydia Cole will be playing at 9:15 ahead of the release of her new album, which is being released tomorrow. Come down, have a coffee, some live music, and start off the weekend, because it's going to be a fantastic performance. She's going to be playing an acoustic live little show, and we'd love to see you there. I'm going to finish with Kiel Chris with BS Vibes featuring House Shoes, and it's produced by Chris Keys. You've got Kitty next for Morning Glory.
Just stepped in from outer space. Damn, I'm feeling great. People I done met, places I done stayed. Lessons that I learned from my amendable mistakes. Pressure to be greater than, feeling to relate. Said no to yesterday, the yes to no, we're more. Know my glow and aura, one can't ignore. tutu all that hate, and that means peace sign out, see now. Never care about style, and that goes back to 90 now. Some might cower, he's too versatile. His mind ain't right as it might supposed to be. Your BS vibes may rub off on a nigga. The PS reads, don't stand so close to me. Don't stand so close to me. Proper rhymes, I snap like Papa Dimes. Mic in a choke like fights in octagons. Dot connect, please find some better lines. Beats like fine china, I break it, then they bar. I do work on a body like makeup. So when I call hey ho, they respond when I say something. Bars upon bars is the mission. Snacking off raps, you wait, wash the dishes. Absolutely Bruce Lee. Snap the poos to Boosie. I live by the loose leaf since a kid. Ice cream on the face like Gucci. My nigga Cap came through dressed like Cochise. They be like, oh shit, they Chiefs to both knees. From short sleeves to low teens, that's year round. I rap crown to now. Just stepped in from outer space. Damn, I'm feeling great. People I done met, places I done stayed. Lessons that I learned from my amendable mistakes. Pressure to be greater than meaning to relate. Said no to yesterday, yes to know we're more. Know my glory and aura, one one can't ignore. Tutu all that hate, and that means peace I now see now. Never care about style, and that goes back to 90 now. Some might cower, he's too versatile. His mind ain't right as it might supposed to be. Your BS vibes may rub off on a nigga. The PS reads, don't stand so close to me. Don't stand so close to me. Ever since my first words hit the pad, had to check myself in like shit I might have a habit. With each hit in each line, grew addicted. Couldn't kick the kick in the highs, kept them lifted. They pushed my button so I turned the controller. Master of ceremonies, colder as I'm older. Mark my words, don't politic with hers. Don't wanna sip your birds, don't try to pass me her. So take a picture, but it won't last longer. I stay on the mind and in spirit, I'll go stronger. You was the hooked on phonics work for me type. I was off hooks over bomb beats getting mad hype. But hearing BS only brings out the most of me. So my homies roasting you, the ladies is toasting me. So stay in your place where you're supposed to be. P.S. Don't stand close to me. Just stepped in from outer space. Damn, I'm feeling great. People I done met, places I done stayed. Lessons that I learned from my amendable mistakes. Pressure to be greater than feeling to relate. Said no to yesterday. Yes to know we're more. Know my glowing aura. One can't ignore. Tutu all that hate, and that means peace I now see now. Never care about style, and that goes back to 99. Some might cower, he's too versatile. His mind ain't right as it might supposed to be. The BS vibes may rub off on a nigga. The PS reads, don't stand so close to me.
Close to me. BFM News.
Ata Marie, good morning. Kosha Mina Smith, toko ingoa, kua te kaukaraka. It's 10 o'clock. Bill English is assuring families of the Pike River disaster that the mine will remain unsealed for the time being. This comes after the owner of Pike River Mine, Solid Energy, stated their plan to seal the entrance of the mine within a month. The families of the 29 who perished in the accident have been campaigning for months to stop the closure. They want it searched for any remains and evidence of what caused the tragedy. WorkSafe says investigations can now continue until the end of June. New research shows pre- and postnatal depression affects not only mothers but fathers as well. Tess Barnett reports.
University of Auckland researchers discovered an increase in men who experience postnatal depression.
2.3% of men experience depression during pregnancy, increasing to 4.3% once the baby is born. Postnatal depression in men is most commonly influenced by relationship factors, stress, and poor health. Although postnatal depression does not cause harm to the fetus, it can affect psychological and cognitive development of children. Women are assessed for postnatal depression after the baby is born. However, there is no routine screening for men post-childbirth. Study author Dr. Lisa Underwood hopes the study will raise awareness for men who suffer. Tess Barnett, BFM News.
Ka whakawhiti ki tā wahi anainei in international news. An open fire shooting at a radio station in the Dominican Republic has left two journalists dead. The journalists were in the middle of a live Facebook broadcast when they were killed. The station secretary was also left injured and is still recovering in hospital. The shooting happened on Tuesday in San Pedro de Macores, 45 minutes from the capital, Santo Domingo. Three men have been arrested in relation to the attack, however have not yet been charged as police are unsure of their motive. North Korea is asking Malaysia to return the body of Kim Jong-un's half-brother. The leader's sibling, Kim Jong-nam, is understood to have been poisoned while he was waiting